also you find this extra lobe in the back of the lungs, avul agabem, then afilu ketar for the answer treifa. Rashi says, it means that even though it's so small, ketana ko'ola shel hadas, it's so small as a leaf from hadasim, still if it grows on the back of the limb, then it's a treifa. No matter how small that extra lobe is on the back, it's a treifa. When do we say it's kosher only in the front of the lungs? If it grows on the back of the lungs, then it's a treifa, no matter how small it is. That's the Russian is avulagaba, but on the back, afilu ketar for the yas, even like a leaf. From adasim is also treifa. Now, Omar Rafram says like this: Hayreya didomilu ufta treifa. If you have the lungs that doimilu ufta, ishno is treifa. Rashi says the kas eitzim is doimus a piece of wood. That's a treifa ready. Now, what do you mean to say? Zikud yami some say bechazusim. It's to say the way it looks. If it looks like a piece of wood, you should know that's a treifa. The Gediyami son said no, begishta, meant to say if you feel it, like it feels hard, like a piece of wood, that's a treifus. So not that it's rumish hard straight through and through, just means when you touch the lungs, it feels a little bit hard, like a piece of wood. And the first sheet is no, it just looks like a piece of wood, that's also a treifa. Now, right, the same thing over again is, Gediyami son say dinaficha. Rashi says, I mean to say, Nasa Levono, kid the kasa turned white, like wood, meaning to say, it looks like wood, that's a treifa. Not that it has to touch like wood, but if the lungs just turn white, like a piece of wood, that's a treifa. And Ikudiyami, some say, Tefechiza. Tefechiza, Rashi says, Kosha, Bailonami Gishta. No, some say means it turned like wood, means it's hard, it feels like a piece of wood. Now, Ikudiyami, some say, Tishia, and some say that's what it means to say, that's what Raf was meant to say, if the reya is like a piece of wood, it's a treifa, means to say it's so smooth that you cannot tell the separations of different lobes. You can't tell that there's a separation in the lungs, that's also a treifa. That's called the shi, it's so smooth, the leslo chitucha dunya, you can't see like the separations, the cuts, the cracks between one lobe and the next lobe. So Amar Rav, Rav says, if the lungs look like a kuchla, Rashi says seva kochol shukamara, that looks like a little bit red. If the lungs look a little bit red, it's look shayra, that's not a treifa. So exactly what kolis is, I'm not sure. Rashi says shukamara lezuyur leyorok v'leishochor. It's not green, it's not black. Some say it's blue. Kitzra kuchla, it's look shayra. Kid use a treifa, but the lungs turn like black. Could you say then it's a treifus? The Yomer Rav Chanina Shochor Odom Hu El Shalako. Unless I was like, why? How do we know to say it is turned black? It's a statement that it's a treifus tick. The Yomer Rav Chanina Shochor, if you have like dark blood, that is a shan hukas nida. What color of dam is tumas nida? So the Chanina holds, even Shochor, if the blood looks black, it's also tumas nida. Why? Because Adamu really was red blood, started out to be red. Elishalaka became sick. The kids you see when something is black, it's a proof that it became sick. That's why if the lungs turn black, that's also similar to treifa. You like, let's say the lungs turn green, then shayra is still called kosher, midirav nosim. Aduma, let's say the lungs turn red, is shayra also midirav nosim, it's also kosher midirav nosim halacha. What's the proof? The title went like this. Rabbi Nosson said, Pamachas one time halach to the Kachayom. He once went to an island on a city near the ocean. Bos Yishachas, a lady came to him, Lefnei Shemola ben Arishon. What happened was she made a bris milah on her first son, and later the son died b'shas milah. Sheni, she had a second son, she made a bris milah on him, and later the second son also died. Shlish, now she had the third son, Heviyosin Lefonai. She brought her son, the third son, in front of him, in front of Rabbi Nosson. And the Isis, or Nosson, saw Shoya Odom, that he was red. Omarti lo biti himtini loi achiv lebay domai. Like, wait a while until the blood saps him, becomes part of his body. Like, you saw, he's a little bit too red. The blood's on the skin only, on the surface. It wasn't dissolved inside. So he told her, wait for the Ris Mila while, Achiyivla by Dom, until the Dom gets absorbed in the body. Sentina La, so she waited, Umola, then she made a Ris Mila, Umola Isai, V'choya, and the third son lived, V'yakoyu Naisai, Nosna Bavli Yashami, and she called the name of the son, Nosan, upon my name. So Kitsi, you see that red is a similar to kosher, it's okay, it's healthy still. Now he said of Nosan, V'shuv Tamach, another time it happened, that Halachtun Dinas Kiputkiyo. He once went to the city Kiputkiyo, and the same thing, Bosa Isha, lady came in front of me, again, Shemola B'no Rishon Ameis, Shein Yemeis Lisha Sabiyos Lefonai. Risa Shai saw the third son, Shayorik, that he was too green. So he tzatzti boi lehoye bodam. So he tzatzti boi, like he examined the child. Lehoye bodam, bris, he didn't see any dam by the bris, by the mini, he didn't see any dam, there was enough dam in the body yet. So Marty lost, so he said to her, Dito eg madera, hamtini, wait a while. Hamtini leachipo bodamai, until I have more blood in the system, and then he can make a bris mila. Hamtini loy, she waited. So then she made the Ris Mila on, she had the Mila done to him. V'choy, and the son lived. V'yakoy, and Oysa, Nosna, Babli, Hashemi, also that lady called the son's name after me, Nosan. So the kids are from these two mices, we see that the color red and green is not really a sickness in the son, in the person's son, it didn't develop yet. So then by the ray also, by the lungs also, even though it turns green or red, it would not be a trefa. Still a kosher animal. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Kano, Kikavdo, Ksheiro, Kabisro, Treifo. Now let's say the lungs turn to the color of the covered of the liver, so it's Ksheiro. Even though it looks like the liver, that's okay. But Kabisro, if the lungs turn the same color as meat, then it's a Treifo. Rashi says, Vachi Kimi, he knew this. To Vachi Yevulakusa, this shows that the animal is sick, and this shows it's not sick. This is Necha, what's the symptom? Remember this? Because it says, Bosa basa de trefa. If it looks like bosa, like meat, then it's a trefa. So a kiss of the lungs turned to the color of bosa, to the meat, that's a trefa. Omerav somo bre brevo, hayreya de damya kikashusa ukumariko. If you have the lungs, that's daima kikashuto kikashusa ukumariko ukagain deyusa, that's a trefa. Rashi says these colors are like green, but a stronger green, so that's a simen, that's a trefa. Rashi says, like kumara marika kaku, my kumara beitzim, that's the, so the, what looks like the egg, the yolk of the egg, that these colors, then it's a simen that the animal's a trefa. So more the question is, so they're telling me this, a color like kishusa kumarika, type of green, that it is a trefa. Before we said that it was green as Ksheira. So where is that case like? Hechiz Mor said, Hechidamya, Kekarsi. There it's green like Karsi. So it's the different shades of green. One is Ksheira and one is a Trefa. Green Kekarsi means like the leek. If it looks like the leek, then it's kosher. Now the Mor says, Omer Ravina Vina says, Otum Bereya, let's see a part of the lungs that you want to blow it up. And it's like clogged up there. The ear doesn't go through. No zika, no wind goes into that part of the raya. It's clogged up there. So often, bread like this, usually you take the lungs. After they shech the animal, they take the lungs out of the animal. And they blow it up. And the mamish comes up, looks like real lungs. That's when they blow it up. It's stuffed up there. It doesn't go through. So what do? My thing in sakin, we bring a knife. The karinula, and we cut through there. The place that's open, the place that's clogged up. Now, yisbo muglo, if there's some, let's say like a pus inside there, some muglo, then vadai machlas muglo heavy ksheira. The reason why it was stuffed up, because there was pus there, and that's what stuffed it up, clogged it up, therefore it's ksheira. Now, relay, let's say you don't find any pus there, then masvinin Allah gatsvo oireka. We put on top of that place there, either a feather, or else you put some spit there, and now you still blow through. Even a vatsvitzvah ksheira. If it moves a little bit, then the kitty sees some ear could get through there, even though it looks clogged up, but something could go through, then the animal is ksheira. Elay trefa, but it's clogged up so much, and not even when you blow in now, any ear, it doesn't even move the feather, or the bubbling, and then it's a treifa. That was clogged up so much, that's the proof the animal was a treifa.
Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Krum, Shola Machmas Maka Bereyo. Let's say that the lungs got hit, and there's a krum, a membrane grew over the maka. Is that in the krum? That's not called the krum, that's not protected. And therefore, let's say, you know, there was a nekiv there, and just this krum, this membrane is covering it over, it's still a treifa. That does not protect it, it still remains a treifa. Rashi says, she says, the list is going to eventually open up. The chol sircha dereya, Rashi says, all the sirchas, every time the lungs like stuck together a little bit, we always see that's called the krum, el lamachmas makahein. Even though when you have a sircha, when the two lungs like are attached together, and you cut it open separately, and still no hole goes through it, no wind comes out, there's still a treifa. Because you have to be afraid, really, there was a nekiv there. Just right now, this krum is protecting it. But the lacha is, the krum is not a good protector. Therefore, it's still considered a treifa. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef also says, Hayreya diavsha, if you have this lungs, that when you blow into it, it makes a lot of noise there. You hear noise when you blow up the lungs. See, Yadin and Hecha Avshah we had before. If you know where the noise is coming from, like we're afraid maybe there was a hole there. So Manicha Nalo Gatfa, put over there again a feather. Oy Gila Oy Reka, put something there over it, like a straw or some spit there. See, Mavasa, so if these things move there, Trefa. That's a simin that there's really a hole there. That's called the nekiv in the ray, and that makes a treifa. Here the hole is coming, the ear is coming on the outside of the ear, of the lungs. Before we want to make sure the ear goes through the lungs, that was kshura. But here that the lungs is coming on the outside of the lungs, that's a treifa, that's a nekiv there. Viloi, if no ear comes through, then kshura. Why is it kshura? We hear some noise there. So it must be that sure as we had before, there are two krum, there are two membranes over the lungs. Only the inside one had the neck, but not the outside one. So the outside krum is still protecting it, therefore the animal's kshura. What's going to be the vilo yadin and law? Let's say they now know exactly where the noise, which part of the lung clearly the noise is coming from. Then maisi we bring meshechusa demaya pshura, bring like a bucket full of lukewarm water, or mesuna lo begavor, and stick the lung inside this water. So bechamimi lo, you can't use hot water. Dikatsi, that makes it shiver. It comes tight together. Put it into hot water. Dikri, we let you bring it into cold water. Also not to matashi. It makes it too hard. Also you won't be able to harden it. You won't be able to tell it whether there's a hole there or not. El abad kin and lad of shura, the eitzur is to put into lukewarm water. So im avasvitsa, if now there's some bubble, there's some air coming out, some bubbling coming out, then it's a treifa. That's a proof to say that there was a hole in the lungs and therefore it's a treifa. V'loi, if there's no bubbling now, you put the lungs again in the water and now you blew in there and you don't find any bubbling coming out, then it's ksheva. Why? Because we say titoyin kashu, the bottom, the inside membrane of the lungs, that has a hole in it. And that's why when you blow it up, the noise comes through there, the air comes through there. But the loi, the top membrane over the lungs, Layinka does not have a neck and does not have a hole there. And therefore, it's protecting the lungs. And like it says, behind the yavsha, after we hear noise there, Zika de Bene Ubenihu. That's the wind that's coming in between the two krumim. And that's not a treifa, since the outer krum is still protecting the inside krum. Now, Omar Ulu says, Omar Rebbe Yechon, Rebbe Yechonon, that Reya, if you have the lungs, that the inside of it mamish came so liquefied they could just pour it out like a glass. Rashi says shenishpoch kiton, b'osarei, the meat of the lung itself nimuach, like dissolved, but krumim shalom v'nishpach, he could pour it from top to the bottom. So locher is still kosher, still kosher. Why? Almok, so what do we see? That the biyachin holds all the name of biyachin holds. Even though about it still something is missing inside, at the beginning the whole thing was full, and now mamash is like liquefied, it's like missing inside, still it's not called a treifa, since the outside krumim like it's well protected all around, therefore just the inside became so dissolved like liquefied, that's not called a treifa. That's how Moksava, Chsar Mivifnim, Leish Mechsarin. Eisvei, this we have a question. Eisvei Rebbe Abba Lula. So Rebbe Abba is the question Lula. It says, Horeya Shenikva, if you have the lungs that have a hole in it, or Shechosri, or something is missing, that's called the Trefa, says the Mishnah. So the question is, Mai Chaser, what is something missing meaning? He learned if one comes in Bachutz that something is mamish missing on the outside of the lungs that you can see it. He says, Han Nikva, that's not worse, Hainu Nikva, it's not worse than a hole through the lungs that makes the Trefa. So about if something is missing, you see it outside missing, about it's called a Trefa. El Rabban, we're talking about Midifnin, that the chsaron has to mean that even on the outside it's shalim, but on the inside something is missing. El lav mivifnim on the inside. Which I mean, if we have a proof that chsaron mivifnim, shemei chsaron, yes, if something is missing on the inside of the lungs, that's also called the chsaron. That also makes a trefer. So how could you say here, though, inside the lungs became liquefied, even though it's chosa there, it's still called shayra, and here it's mashma clearly in our Mishnah that if there's a chsaron in the inside of the lungs, that's also called a treifa. So Moshe says, no, uloi. The Yerman really pshan our Mishnah is mivachutz. And that's what the Mishnah says, nikvoi chosar, it means about the chsorin on the outside of the lungs. Something is missing there. Ah, you have the question of ka'amrit, you have the question, hainu nikvo. So what do you have to say two things for? Madach and nekev, a small hole makes a treifa. Avad a big one, avad if it's chosar would make a treifa. So Moshe says, anitla tzvich, the chidish is, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, when does the nekev make the animal treif? By the lungs, achetinokav lebeis tansafunis. Only if the hole goes into the base of funis, the big artery of the lungs, the big cavity in the lungs. If so, hanimil, when do we say that nekev, only a small hole, less pechson, no real part of the meat is missing? Our nekev, this pechson, a case where there's a hole that has some part of the meat missing, also of the lungs, then Afilu Rav Shimon might up. Even Shimon would agree that the nekev does not have to reach the base on safunis. Even if it does not reach the base on safunis, still it's called a treifa. That's the Mishnah means to say. Nekev means inside the base on safunis. And chosa means, even though it doesn't go that far, still it's called a treifa. Talimor says, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chananya, Cholash, Rav Chanani once got sick, is all legabi Rabbi Nosson. So Rabbi Nosson came to him like a cholom, the whole Gedolei Ador, all the other Gedolei Ador, came to him like a cholom. And while they were there, Isaac Kameh, they brought with them, they brought the soul, Mashailah of the lungs, Shenishper Chokakitun, means that inside it, Mamish, it was so liquefied, it was pouring back and forth, Kikitun, like a jar, means inside the lungs, like it decayed so much there, the Ramesh became looking for it like water. It was like shaking back and forth like water in a jar. And the Yachshra, and still Rabbi Chananya said it was kosher. So my Rav said though, Vud Kaimi Sinfunis. It has to be that the Sinfunis, like the main parts, the main arteries of the lungs, the bronchoids, they're still there. They have to still be around. Those tubes still have to be there. If those tubes are also dissolved already, then it's a trefa. Rashi says, Shalani Mukai HaKanukna. So these tubes cannot be melted away. They have to still be Kaima. So the question is, Omale Ravach Obrei Dirov Ravashi Mino Yadinun. How do we know this? So very good. Like right now the lungs, his mom is shaking back and forth like there's only, it's liquefied inside. So how do we know to say that the tubes are still, like, still okay? Mino Yadinun. So Omale said like this, My Sinon Tsoya Dukunyo. We bring over there, so the Kunyashi says, Kara Shacheris. We have to bring an earthly plate. Ha-mechoif, ha-mechupa b'yever. That's covered over with lead. Shekorim plim yiblaz. Tishiyahi, it's very smooth. V'nir yofa, it looks very nice. Kitz, you have to bring a glazed, earthly kli. Now, that's called Masin and Tsoya the Kunya. V'shavchin lo begavor. And we like open up the lungs and pour out the liquid inside the lungs into this jar, into this pure, smooth, earthly, glazed jar, plate. If we can still see, if when you look inside it now, if you see there white streaks, that's a trefa. If you like share, if there are no white streaks there, then it's a trefa. So Rashi says trefa. The yours vadi nearer she michoi has a funisu, If you see like white streaks there, that's a simon, the white are these tubes, that these symphonies, they also became melted down. That's called the trefa. But if you did not see any whiteness there, then we said the tubes were not affected, and therefore it's still kshera. Omer Rav Nachman says, Reya sheni muka, if you have the lungs, sheni muka, you have the lungs, they start to decay away, so ukrim shelokayim, but the outside membrane, the covering is still okay, is kshera, that's also kokosha. Rashi says, nimuka means nisroikuna mi'ale, became empty by itself, mitzos a part of it, v'ena nishpach, it doesn't shake like water in a glass, but part of it is like empty. That's called shenimuka, it starts to decay, part of it starts to decay, become hollow inside. But as long as the krum, the outside krum, there's no hole, it's shalim, echam das kshera, there's nothing wrong with the lungs, it's still a sim in the animal's kshera. The Torah says, tanya namzak, we learn this also. That reya sheni muka, if you have a reya, if you have the lungs, sheni muka starts to decay, ukrum shalokayim, and the outside membrane is okay, afilo mazekis revia, revias kshera, even if it's still mazek revias, it's kshera. Rashi is the means of chalal, chasor, and mazek revias halug. Even if this, we are starting to decay, the hollowness, the cavity over there, is the size of a revias halug, that's how big the cavity is. Still is kshera. It's just the fact the reya was nimuka, that's still called kshera. Now, what's going to be nitlo shalapuchis shelo? Let's say the animal's shalapuchis was taken away. Let's say the womb of the animal was taken away. It's also kshera.